I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. The mangoes are not coming. The Indian media reports that 15 shipments of Indian mangoes have just been rejected by U.S. authorities in places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. Is this the fruit of Donald Trump's great tariff war? Well, Americans have cited documentation errors. Mangoes have to be irradiated to get into America. It gets issued form PPQ203, which says it's been inspected and treated in accordance with agricultural requirements for entry into the USA. Until we mind those P's and Q's, it just can't get in. Apparently, that's where the mangoes have hit a snag. The shippers were told they could take them back to India or discard them. They chose to dump them. That's $500,000 worth of mangoes down the drain. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. There's something about mangoes. When I lived in America, mangoes were basically immigrant nostalgia in one fruit. At that time, no Indian mangoes were allowed in the US. We had Filipino mangoes and Mexican mangoes, but none could live up to the Indian mango. Rather, to the memory of Indian mangoes. Because in India, there wasn't just mangoes, they had names. Different mangoes from different parts of the country, each with its own sweet mango story. Everyone could recite the names of mangoes they had known and loved. From my mother in India,
Himshagur, Gulab Khash, and Langra, Bombay.
To my friend in America,
we had the Mampasans, the Khudadads, the Romanis, the Neelams.
To the fruit seller down the street in Kolkata.
Himsagor, Langla, Chausa, Aam khele log bola, Aam khechi, Aam moner mutun holo shanti aam.
Perhaps it's because summers are brutal in India, the mango, one of the saving graces of an Indian summer, is so precious. Some like their mango sweet, tart. Some want it as sweet as honey. Some prefer it as smooth as silk. Some don't mind a bit of fiber. Fresh mango, mango pastries, mango mousse, mango with chicken, mango juice, and mango lassi sold on the roadside.
Mango lassi, mango lassi, mango lassi, mango lassi.
At the mango fair I went to a few years ago, you could find great baskets of green and yellow mangoes I'd never seen in the local market, with names like Rani mangoes, slim Anupam mangoes, bulky Kishan bogs. There was even a dark green mango wrapped in cotton wool. That's Kohinoor, the mango that once grew in the gardens of kings. So precious, it costs 1,000 rupees or about $16 a piece. A princely sum when other mangoes could cost 25 cents a pound. Touching forbidden, the mango seller warned. People can look but not touch, only for display. There are some 1,500 varieties of mangoes in India. The mangoes denied entry into America were the Alfonsos, just one variety. They are often called the king of mangoes, but those are fighting words. Many other parts of India would fiercely fight for their mangoes to be king. In short, irradiated Alfonsos, the kind of mangoes that do get into America, are just the tip of the mango iceberg in India. Even in India, we grew up with only 3 or 4 varieties of mangoes in our part of the country. The Gulab Khash, yellow and red outside and intoxicatingly fragrant when cut, were the first to show up, the harbinger of the mango season. Then the Himsagar, deceptively green but smooth and sweet and yellow inside, filled the markets in midsummer.
Himsagar, 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 Langla, 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 Himsagar, 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 Babu Hemsagar, Babu Hemsagar, Babu Hemsagar.
The regal Langra brought up the rear. I actually had never even had an Alfonso mango until I went to America. The mango season, sweet, golden, and fleeting, still comes with great excitement for the diaspora, as food writer Mallika Basu, who lives in London, noted on Instagram.
First, find them, then drive them home in a giant box. Eat them before they overripen, then fight for the last one. But whatever you do, no mango gets left behind.
Except those poor 15 shipments of mangoes left behind at San Francisco and LA and Atlanta because they didn't have the right papers. Such a waste. I remember the days when friends risked mango-sniffing customs dogs to smuggle a taste of home from their own mango orchard into America, as one of them remembered.
So I went through the customs and she didn't seem to notice. The aroma was completely surrounding me and I was like, how can she not notice this?
In a time of immigration crackdown, is it time once again for the undocumented mango? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW, eating a Gulab Khas mango.